This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Terrible's happened.
Sorry, love, didn't catch that.
I thought you said you'd cancelled all the guests.
That's right.
So why are Mr. and Mrs. Rigby waiting in the front room with their suitcases, wondering when they can see their room?
Mr. and Mrs.
Rigby.
Ah, the Rigbys. Yeah, I remember. I sent them a text.
Text?
Maybe they didn't get it.
You mean you didn't talk to them?
I talked to the others.
But you didn't talk to them?
Oh, I should have done.
Dead right you should have. They're expecting to stay till Friday.
Are they?
You know they are.
Best laid plans, eh, Clary?
Oh, don't give me best laid plans. You've got to get rid of them.
Me?
Yes, you. They're in the front room waiting for you.
Why me?
You don't expect me to do it.
No. Right. Okay. But Oliver's not back till Saturday, is he?
That's not the point, Eddie. You just need to get rid of them.
I passed Lillian and Justin earlier, setting off for the men's final.
Men's final?
At Wimbledon.
Is that today? I've lost track after last week.
Oh, I know. Everything seems so temporary. Ah, Scott McKenzie. He had the voice of an angel. Do you remember him, Jill? Summer of Love, 1967. I was 20 years old.
I was 37.
Every day was perfect. The sun shone from morning till night.
Elizabeth was a baby. Shula and Kenton squabbled from morning to night.
Summer of Love. I wonder if it might be a good thing for the fate. Not that it's my place to decide on a theme. I'll leave that to the new generation. Thank you for the serving dish. When Robert dropped ours this morning, I had a moment's... Well, I know we shouldn't allow ourselves to become attached to objects. It's people that matter. But it was my grandmother's. Willow Patton. Mmm, your gravy smells heavenly.
Talking of the fate...
Were we?
You will be at Wednesday's meeting, won't you?
Of course.
Helen said we can have a proper discussion about the opening ceremony.
Quite a coup, getting the Duxford sisters to cut the tape.
A coup?
They're stars in the Coventry Firmament, Jill. Bona fide celebrities.
OK, Brian. Thanks.
In my opinion, these days there's too much celebrity and not enough conscience.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Sorry, signal's breaking up. I better go. Bye.
Again?
I said he was phoning to let me know it's all signed and sealed. I'm now Rory's attorney. But what he really wanted to do was bend me ear about Adam's proposal for a new forage harvester.
Oh.
Hello, Shula. How are you?
Oh, you know. Ooh, lunch smells good.
You sure you can't stay?
Thanks, Mum, but they're laying on a fantastic spread at the puppy show. Wish I felt more like going.
You'll enjoy it once you're there.
Probably. And I know Anisha's still looking forward to it, but, well, everything seems so, you know...
Yes, I know.
If there's anything I can do, Shula, just say the word.
Oh, thank you.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have a pressing appointment in the garden with Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Who?
Crime and Punishment.
A little light reading for a summer's day?
I'm enjoying it, actually. Very stimulating. And I can manage to concentrate. Thank you for the dish, Jill. I'll go into Borchester tomorrow for a new one and drop this back.
There's no rush.
Bye.
Ruth... When you were on the phone just now to Brian, did he by any chance mention the new restaurant?
No.
I left a message on his answer phone, asking again, very politely, if he and Jenny might consider cancelling their booking for the opening. As I said, it's about taking a stand. Those Duxford sisters have such a reputation for wasting food.
No Alistair yet.
Oh, he's out in the yard talking to David.
I'd very much like to know what he's decided.
Alistair?
No, Brian.
What
are you doing, Clary?
Breathing.
Why are you doing that?
To stop myself weeping.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I feel so ashamed. Way we've been taking advantage of Caroline and Oliver's generosity.
Oh, don't fret, Clary, love.
After everything we talked about, I can't believe you didn't cancel those people.
I did try, but it turns out the number they gave me was their old phone that went under the wheels of a lorry, so they never got the text. Oh, well, I didn't think to email them.
So what's happening?
Well, I explained that unfortunately, owing to unforeseen circumstances, we're having to put a stop to the bed and breakfast business. They're very understanding.
Oh, they've gone then, have they?
not exactly.
They're still here?
They said that if we could arrange somewhere else locally, then they were willing to be flexible. So, well, I called Kate and she's got one of her yurts available.
A yurt? Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Stroke of luck, Kate's got a vacancy.
Yeah, only Mr. Rigby's got an allergy to camping.
How can someone have an allergy to camping?
No, I'm just telling you what he said.
Well, you did explain to him that Kate's yurts aren't so much tents as luxury bungalows.
Well, of course I did, but he weren't having none of it. So then Mrs. Rigby had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Grey Gables.
Well, have they got a vacancy?
Yeah, I checked.
Oh, there we are then. Problem solved.
Only they said, well, the Rigbys this is, that they assumed we'd be paying the difference in price between our rate and the Grey Gables rate.
Us?
Oh, I suppose you can see their point.
For 5 nights?
It's going to be quite pricey.
That's out of the question. Oh, I knew I should have done the cancellations myself.
Who was I to know about the lorry?
I should never have allowed myself to be talked into any of this nonsense.
Oliver ain't coming back till the weekend.
So you keep saying.
Don't cry, love. I'm going to sort it out.
How? We can't afford Grey Gables.
Don't you worry. Got another idea up my sleeve.
Thanks for persuading me to stay for a coffee, Ruth.
That's okay. Oh, sorry, Shula, would you mind if I...
No, no, of course, go ahead.
Oh, from Adam. A long email about the forage harvester. Research and costings attached.
On a Sunday morning?
Oh, he and Brian are men possessed, both trying to get me on side.
Still here, Shula?
Oh, there's no rush. I'm not picking Anisha up till 4:15.
I passed her yesterday. She was out running on her own. I thought she looked a bit glum.
Oh, well, Rex was at Silverstone.
Are they still friends?
As far as I know.
Only Bert told me Rex has a new lady friend.
I heard a whisper about that too.
Oh, such a relief not to be young anymore.
All that emotion.
All that angst.
At least the young care about things. They don't just sit back and consider what's best for number one. Unlike Brian and Jenny and the Duxford Sisters restaurant.
Auntie Chris dropped round this morning, wanting to talk about Caroline.
She's very fond of her.
Yes.
We all were.
She said how much she's looking forward to having lunch with you and Auntie Peggy tomorrow.
We're having an early celebration for Jack Woolley's birthday. He'd be 98 come Wednesday.
You're going to Grey Gables, she said.
Where else would we go to celebrate Jack's birthday?
But isn't there some sort of do there tomorrow?
That's right. Matt Crawford's holding an investor's day.
He was trying to interest me last week in going along. Man's an idiot.
You'd better not try and interfere with our lady's lunch. No, please, let's not talk about him. How are you getting on with Caroline's memorial service, Shula?
Well, I've had a few ideas, and Alan and I are putting our heads together properly tomorrow.
Any thoughts from Oliver?
I haven't heard from him for a couple of days. I tried calling, but he hasn't been picking up.
I was like Crimmond.
Me too, but it wouldn't be right for Caroline.
She wasn't a great one for religion.
That's putting it mildly.
You will be holding the service in the church, though.
I think we're going to call it a ceremony rather than a service. And no, not St. Stephen's. Grey Gables.
Isn't that where they got married?
Doesn't even seem that long ago.
But Alan will be officiating.
Oh, who's this? Brian or Adam? Which do you reckon?
Actually, it's my phone this time. Sorry, I have to take this. It's Oliver. Hello, Oliver. How are you?
I appreciate your problem.
So what do you think, Linda? Can you help?
Well, I'm so sorry, but I have guests booked in for the entire week.
Oh, don't tell me, Harriet Vane.
No, no, it's a family holiday.
Right.
I'd help if I could.
What about the Shepherd's Hut?
Well, you told me the Rigbys are allergic to camping.
Oh, the Shepherd's Hut wouldn't be camping.
Oh, no. I can't have guests in the Shepherd's Hut.
Of course you can't. We wouldn't dream of it.
If I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yes, bye. Nothing for it, Eddie. We're going to have to book them into Grey Gables.
We'll bankrupt ourselves.
Well, what's the alternative?
Clary, love, you're not thinking this through.
I'm thinking about Oliver and what he's going to think of us.
Yep, but the Rigbys are leaving on Friday morning. What the eye don't see?
If you'd only done what you said you'd do.
It ain't ideal, I admit. But the minute these people leave on Friday, we'll clean up every trace of every guest we've ever had. And Oliver will never know nothing.
And you're eating properly, are you? And sleeping? Good. So you'll let me know when your flight lands. Yes. Bye, Oliver.
How is he?
All right, I think. He's good, in fact. Really cheerful.
Cheerful?
Quite upbeat.
Could it be stiff upper lip?
It seemed more than that. Almost over the top.
Poor man. So hard to take in.
Impossible.
Yes. I'm sorry.
She was a good friend to you.
My best friend. Anyway, Oliver was calling to tell me he had a reservation on Thursday to have Caroline's body cremated. But I didn't quite catch the detail. Something about a family changing their minds from a cremation to a burial. Anyway, her body is being cremated now on Tuesday.
I sometimes think it's for the best to get it over with as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's what Oliver said. Why am I being so pathetic when he's so brave?
You don't need to be brave for us, Shula.
Oh, I haven't even got a hanky.
Here's a tissue.
Oh, thank you, Mum. Anyway, with the change in plans, he wants to see if he can get an earlier flight. Says he can't be home soon enough.
Afternoon, Matt.
Oh, Justin.
Important day for you.
Yeah, I suppose.
All set for the big meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Boss here yet?
On his way. You here to join us?
Oh, I hardly think so, do you? No, I'm just here for lunch. Peggy, hello.
Oh, is Lillian here?
Alas, no, she's at her hairdresser. I'm eating alone. Christine, what a beautiful jacket.
Hello, Justin.
We're meeting Jill for a ladies' lunch. Perhaps you'd like to join us for coffee afterwards.
An irresistible offer, thank you. Oh, excuse me, will you?
Of course.
Graham, hello. Thanks for returning my call.
Peggy, hello.
It's regarding...
I understand you're holding some sort of investors' meeting here today.
Well, I'm not on the money side.
You do surprise me.
Now, my boss, Hugo's the investment man. Now, I tell you, the RSVP list's longer than my arm. We're expecting the great and good from right across the Midlands.
Very impressive.
Anyone we know?
Well, bound to be with your connections. A real mix. Racing people, horsey people, a couple of titles, some seriously high net worths. Why don't you join us?
I don't think so.
Bit out of our league by the sound of it.
No, not at all. Hugo's got a variety of investment packages on offer. Look, why not take one of these?
I don't think that'll be necessary.
Oh, where's the harm, Peggy?
Well, you must do as you like, dear.
Well?
Why not?
Now, this is simply an introduction. We'll be handing out full portfolios after Hugo's addressed the room.
Melling Equestrian Investments Limited.
Ah, there he is now. Look, why not join us for the buffet? We've put on a fabulous spread.
You go.
What do you think, Peggy? Oh. A free lunch? Chris, dear, there's no such thing.
So, you think Oliver's holding up well?
Seems to be. Hmm. Though I'm not sure he's taking it in, yeah, that she's really gone forever. He's so cheerful, Alan.
Yes, it's not uncommon. in the early days. It can be a sort of protection, you know, against the shock.
He phoned twice this morning, wanting to talk about the coffin. He's chosen one made of willow.
Oh, well, they're very popular these days.
He was setting off for the florist and wanted to ask what flowers I thought she'd like. He's planning on spending the afternoon threading them through the weave of the basket.
Oh. I buried a woman once who had a cardboard coffin that her grandchildren had decorated with felt-tip pens.
Oh. His daughter came from America to be with him, but she had to go back on Saturday evening. I don't like to think of him there on his own. Tea or coffee?
Look, how are you managing, Shula?
Oh, I'm fine. Bit up and down. Sometimes it feels like we're all just pretending, playing a silly game. And I think I'll just call Caroline and ask what she makes of it all. The thing is, I can't believe I'm never going to see her again, Alan.
I know.
Alistair and I had been talking about going over for Easter, and then with one thing and another, it was difficult. And I thought, how about September? She said, yes, September's gorgeous over here. Gorgeous. Did you say which you'd prefer, tea or coffee?
Look, how about a walk?
But you've come to talk about the memorial ceremony.
Yes, but it's a beautiful day out there. We can try talking and walking.
Thank you. I'd like that.
So he and Fallon
are trying to move house, yes.
I thought they were so settled at Woodbine.
As far as I can tell, they want to get a foot on the housing ladder.
But they haven't mentioned anything to you.
Well, there's no reason why they should. Contractually, they only have to give me a month's notice.
All the same, it would have been courteous to let you know they're looking.
I suppose they're waiting to see if they find anywhere.
Oh, that cheesecake looks delicious.
The waitress said it was one of Ian's best.
He must be thrilled about his prize at the Food and Drink Awards.
Of course.
You should have started without me.
Wouldn't dream of it, Peggy.
Your sticky toffee looks good too.
I'm not terribly fond of sticky toffee pudding.
Aren't you?
I'm only having it for Jack.
That's what you always say.
No, I don't.
Chris has been telling me about Fallon and Harrison moving out of Woodbine.
You haven't mentioned anything to me, Chris.
I must say they've been marvellous tenants. I couldn't have wished for better.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, nothing to tell, Peggy. Nothing settled.
Apparently they want to buy a place of their own.
That's perfectly understandable.
Of course.
Might you want to move back there yourself?
I enjoy living with you, Peggy.
Well, yes.
But unless you'd like me to move out?
Oh, not at all, dear. I'm only surprised you haven't mentioned any of this to me.
So, did you see how Matt's getting on with his Investor's Day, Peggy?
Actually, Linda told me he's in a bit of a stew.
Why?
There are a lot of, what did she call them? Oh, that's it. No shows. Not a single title's turned up. And she says a lot of the food will go to waste.
No.
Well, that's what she said. Oh, I know, Jill, we all hate waste.
It's outrageous. When so many people in this country don't have enough to eat.
Has Mr. Melling started his talk yet, do you know, Peggy?
I think he's just about to.
Only I might slip in at the back, hear what he has to say.
Why would you want to do that when Matt Crawford's involved?
Oh, don't worry, I've no intention of investing.
So why bother going in?
Oh, you know me and horses.
What about your cheesecake?
Oh, I'll have it with coffee later.
Oh, did I hear mention of coffee?
I'm afraid I haven't started my sticky toffee pudding.
Oh. See you all in a tick.
She's going off to this investment talk. Matt suggested it.
Really?
She'd be practically the only one in the room, by all accounts.
Why is that?
What was Linda's expression, Peggy?
No shows. Do you think Chris actually wants her cheesecake?
Quite a few people simply haven't turned up.
Oh, dear. Poor Matt.
She was 22 when she came to the village. I was 19. Oh, I thought she was gorgeous. So charismatic and sophisticated. I was a bit intimidated. She made me feel a real country bumpkin. Oh. But I liked her straight away.
Oh, she was very likeable.
Never one to suffer fools, though.
No, but I always felt I knew where I stood with her. So, the memorial.
The memorial. I've had a few ideas. There's that poem by Christina Rossetti.
Remember me when I'm gone away? Mm. It's a very good choice.
And, as you know, she was adamantly atheist. Mm. But I thought she might like Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season.
And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
If she believed in anything, it was nature. She so loved being outdoors, the countryside. What I want to do, if I can, is to try to evoke what it was that made her her. The essence of Caroline.
Well, that sounds good.
Alan, you do know that, for myself, I'd have held the service in St. Stephen's.
Yeah, that wouldn't be right for Caroline.
No.
I mean, Grey Gables is a much better choice.
Well, the thing is, you and I have been talking about this together, and all the time I've been assuming that you'd officiate.
Oh, thank you. I'd be very honoured.
But, well, last night I realised I'm not sure she'd have wanted the ceremony. I'm not sure she'd have wanted her memorial to be led by a vicar.
Ah.
Oh, please don't take this personally.
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
I have to think what Caroline would have wanted.
Oh, not going already, Christine.
Peggy and Jill will be sending out a search party.
Well, before you disappear, what did you make of Hugo's pitch?
His pitch?
Yeah, his speech.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Very convincing.
Of course, I'm strictly on the bloodstock side, but I will admit I'm learning a lot from him.
He certainly seems to know his stuff. Well, about horses, anyway. I don't know much about racecourse management, if I'm honest.
Oh, he's very on the ball.
Some of those photographs. Magnificent animals.
Yeah, well, see, he's not prepared to compromise. Only the best.
Yes, I got that impression.
Would you like to meet him?
Oh, I wouldn't want to waste his time.
You would not be wasting his time.
I've no money to invest.
No, he'd love to meet you anyway, with you being such an equestrian expert.
Me? An expert?
Linda Snell taking the side of celebrity. I wouldn't expect any more of her.
Sugar, Justin?
No, thank you, Peggy.
But I'm hoping to win Susan over to my point of view.
Milk?
Black's fine, thank you.
And I think Fallon could change her mind with a little gentle persuasion. She's a sensible young woman and such good friends with Kirsty.
How was your lunch?
Oh, well, delicious, thanks.
Tell me, Justin, do you have an opinion on the Duxford sisters' new restaurant?
Oh, let the poor man drink his coffee.
Well, in my opinion...
Yes?
Well, they're somewhat overrated. Though, please don't tell Brian I said that. He thinks they're something of a catch for the county.
From all accounts, they throw 3 times as much food in the bin as they put on their tables. Ambridge should have nothing to do with them.
Is this table all right for you, Justin?
Absolutely.
If you're cold, we could move into the sun.
The shade's perfect.
Oh, here you are. I've been looking for you inside.
Well, it's such a heavenly day out here.
How was the investors' meeting?
Very interesting, though there were a lot of empty seats.
Really?
They cater for twice the numbers at least.
I don't see why they had to lay on lunch anyway. Coffee and biscuits would have been quite enough.
Mac Crawford's mortified.
Really?
Nonetheless, it was a very interesting presentation. Hugo Melling, he's the boss, a very impressive chap. Rather charming. Had a few words with me afterwards. He knows his onions.
There's a man over there waving at you, Justin.
Oh, Latif, what's he doing here?
Ah, I didn't catch his name inside. Latif. He asked some very penetrating questions.
Well, I better go over and say hello.
Oh, what about your coffee?
I won't be long. Latif, old chap.
That my coffee?
Oh,
yes.
Lovely. I must say I wasn't expecting much with Mac Crawford at the helm, but I was very pleasantly surprised.
He doesn't seem very happy.
I'd say he looks thoroughly miserable.
I can't see him.
He's over there, Chris, by the honeysuckle. Trying to get the attention of the distinguished-looking man.
Oh, that's Hugo. Where's my cheesecake?
Cheesecake, dear?
I said I'd have it with my coffee.
Did you?
Justin, on the other hand.
Oh, did I hear my name?
Why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling.
I know you are.
Well, Peggy, why not? It's a perfect day. Perfect.
You seem very happy.
I'm always happy, Lillian.
happier than usual.
Will you look at that blue sky?
Shame about the grey clouds.
Oh, I see no grey clouds. Now, I took the eggs off the heat while they were still a little soft, so with a bit of luck, they should have firmed up a bit.
They look just right.
Excellent. Well, you tuck in.
Thanks. So, why are you so happy?
Well, does one need a specific reason?
No, but...
Well, now you mention it, there is a certain satisfaction in Matt Crawford's meeting yesterday turning out to be such a damn squib.
Justin, you're raising your glass of orange juice.
Am I?
Yeah, to Matt's ill fortune.
Would you have preferred it to be a rip-roaring success?
No. As far as I'm concerned, it serves him right for trying to create trouble between you and me. Kate would call it karmic justice.
Karmic justice, eh?
Anyway, while I think of it, at the hairdresser yesterday, in a magazine, I saw a recipe for chicken in a white wine and garlic cream sauce, and I thought we might try it for supper tonight. Well,
sounds delicious.
Well, I've got chicken in the freezer, but I'm going to need cream and mushrooms, so after I've taken Mum to the chiropodist, I'll pop into Bridge Farm.
No, let me do that.
Are you sure?
Mushrooms and cream, consider it done.
Oh, thank you.
And while I'm there, I'll ask after little Jack. See if he's over his temperature.
Oh, Justin.
So, what do you think? Shall we drink to karmic justice?
You are naughty. Karmic justice it is.
Good morning, Fallon.
Oh, Christine, you made me jump.
Is Harrison inside by any chance?
Oh, he's on earlies this week. Anything I can help you with?
Well, I was going to telephone yesterday evening, but I thought perhaps the personal touch...
Is there a problem?
Problem? No, no, no. Not as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
It's just that I heard in a rather convoluted way, you know how it is around here, that you and Harrison have started looking at properties to buy.
Yes, we have. But we're just looking at the moment.
Seen anything you like?
No, but obviously, the minute we do, we'll tell you.
Oh, you only need to give me a month's notice.
Thank you.
But having heard about your plans, it did make me wonder what I might do when you leave.
Right.
I'm not sure, you see, Fallon, that I can face the disruption of finding new tenants, complete strangers in my house. One hears such horror stories.
Well, as I say, we've got no definite plans.
So, I think I shall probably sell.
Oh? Really?
And to that end, I've asked an estate agent to call round and take a look. Give me some idea how much the cottage might be worth.
I see.
He'll be here about one.
Today?
Oh, I can let him in, if you don't mind.
Right. Sure.
Oh, thank you, Fallon. Marvellous.
You must know the one I mean, though, Matt.
I haven't been taking much notice of the papers, Susan. I've had a few other things to think about.
Oh, Fallon, maybe you can help. That foreign girl, the strawberry picker at Home Farm with the nice smile, the one Kirsty's giving the English lessons to. I'm trying to remember her name.
Lexi.
Oh, that's it, Lexi.
What about her?
Oh, I was just telling Matt how Kirsty's been giving her English lessons. That'll be £9.20, please, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Lot of money to spend on chocolate. Not all for you, I hope.
What if it is?
Obviously not watching your waistline.
Are you suggesting I ought to?
No, Matt, not at all. 80 pence change.
Thank you. Oh, Hugo, hello there. How's tricks? Yeah, not as many people as we'd hoped. A grant.
Someone's in a grump.
Not the only one.
Oh, who else? Oh, you still disappointed about the ball pipping you to the post last week?
What?
At the Food and Drinks Awards. Best use of local ingredients, wasn't it? Your dad must be thrilled.
Oh, no, I'm pleased for them. It's just... this house hunting business is getting me down. Problem is, with the ones that we can afford, some of them look okay online, even quite nice. But when we get there, you wouldn't believe what they're like.
No, don't get Emma started on the subject.
They don't look nothing like the pictures. The titchy little rooms.
It's the wide-angle lenses they use.
And some of them, they're plain disgusting. Mm. We went to see a place on the other side of Penny Hasset on Sunday. And we were out in the backyard, and the estate agent was pointing out the apple tree and the pear tree.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, they weren't much more than twigs. And then, as we were standing there, a rat runs past.
Oh, my days.
But I mean, yesterday evening, we went out to a modern three-bedroom in Borchester.
Oh, you can afford three bedrooms.
On an estate. A tiny bit over our budget, but Harrison thinks we should be able to stretch.
Emma says some of those estates look nice. Of course, they can't run to three bedrooms.
The third one was just a box room. I mean, you could use it as a study, I guess, but you wouldn't fit a double bed in it. And the house was... but no character. Ticked all the boxes, but that's all it did.
Well, there's always one of those new houses that Justin's planning at Bridge Farm.
I'm not sure we can wait that long. Turns out Christine's thinking of selling.
Oh?
So, you're sitting on a gold mine.
I had no idea. He said the cottage was utterly charming.
And you're definitely going to sell?
Oh, yes, I think so. Being a landlady, well, it's such a responsibility, Lillian.
Yep.
A responsibility I neither want nor need. Oh, if you could drop me outside the village shop, dear, thank you.
Oh, look, Matt, I really don't want to get involved in a conversation with him.
Oh, I'll leap out then, quick as I can.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for the lift.
Are you sure you're all right to walk back?
Oh, the exercise will do me good.
Right, bye then.
Bye.
Yes, Hugo, I'll definitely get the list of attendees to you. No, I agree. The turnout was disappointing, but I'm very confident we'll... Hugo? Right. Ah, Christine. Was that Lillian?
Yes. She has an appointment in... I take it you were talking to Hugo. Such a pleasant man.
Yeah, tells me his phone's been ringing all morning. Some very serious investors have been on the line.
I'm not surprised. His presentation was extremely impressive.
He was asking after you, actually. Oh. Yeah, saying what a fountain of knowledge he found you.
Oh, I suppose I do know a thing or two about horses.
And how charming he found you.
Oh, I say.
Anyway, look, do call if you need any more gin on Melling Investments, all right?
Thanks, I will. Oh, Fallon.
Hello.
I'm glad I've seen you.
I'm sorry, Christine. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
I just wanted you to know the estate agent has been.
Right.
So that's all done and dusted. He can get going if I decide to sell.
Good. Look, I'm sorry, Christine. I've got to get back to the tea room.
I just wanted you to know you and Harrison can have first refusal if that was what you wanted to do.
It's very kind of you, Christine. We wouldn't be able to afford it. No, Harrison and me, we're being as realistic as we can.
Oh, yes, dear, of course. Bye.
Oh, Christine, we were just talking about you.
Really?
Me and Fallon.
Oh. I'm looking for loose leaf tea.
For Peggy? Oh, yeah, I always keep some under the counter for her. Don't get much call from anyone else. I understand you're thinking of selling Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, not immediately.
Only Fallon was telling me you're going to have an estate agent call round. Oh, here he is.
Oh, he's already been. Took me by surprise, actually, the figure he mentioned. Oh,
how much was it then?
Oh, I don't like to say.
Why not?
I'm embarrassed.
That much?
Almost double what I expected.
Oh, goodness me.
It's all the original features, apparently. The beams.
Yes, people like beams.
And the ledge and brace doors.
I prefer a more modern place myself. Difficult to keep clean some of them old cottages. £1.50, please.
Right. Fallon's kept it absolutely immaculate.
Well, she would, wouldn't she? Mind you, whatever your estate agent friend might say... The fact of the matter is, a house is only worth what someone's actually prepared to pay for it.
That's true.
And the problem with Woodbine is the flood.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Well, caused a lot of damage, though.
Which has all been put right.
Could put some people off. What with all the other cottages for sale in the county? All of them full of beams and old-fashioned doors. Only, of course, they haven't been flooded.
Well, perhaps not, but...
Anyway, I wish you good luck with trying to sell it. You change.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else? Or was it just the tea?
Shopping, Justin. I bet you make a great errand boy.
Do you have to work at being tiresome, Matt, or does it come naturally?
Oh, pot, kettle black. I know what you did. The investors' day yesterday.
Oh, yes. Poor turnout, I understand. Tough luck.
Yeah, I don't think luck or the lack of it had much to do with it.
No?
Yeah. I spent an hour or so last night analysing the list of people who said they were going to come, but then didn't show.
I dare say you have to fill your lonely evening somehow.
Did a bit of searching online, see if I could discern any sort of pattern, any connections that might explain why so many stayed away. And I discovered a sort of web.
Oh, very intriguing.
Yeah, with you at the centre.
You make me sound like a spider.
Everyone who cancelled has had some sort of business relationship with you.
Quite the Columbo.
The only mystery to me is why your chum Latif turned up. Didn't you get round to phoning him?
You know the problem, Matt, when a man spends too much time on his own, he can start to construct stories in his head. Theories. Conspiracy theories.
I don't try to deny it.
Or, and this is another danger of the solitary life, he can occupy his sad little mind with childish games he might play, pots he thinks he can stir. Involve himself in matters that don't concern him. Bridge farm matters, for example.
Oh, if you're talking about Tom.
I should be thanking you. Your intervention has saved me a significant sum of money, though I suspect that wasn't your intention.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me talk frankly, Mr. Crawford. Lillian has made her choice. She's chosen to marry me. And this petty meddling of yours, the land deal, the puppy and the rest of it, I'll confess it's starting to become a little irritating to her and to me. So a word in your shell-like. It's not a good idea to irritate me.
Oh, look at me, I'm trembling.
Now, don't you know yet? If you want to play with the big boys, you have to learn the rules.
You threatening me?
Just offering a piece of advice. You keep your distance. Stay away from my business affairs and my domestic affairs. And then, if you're very lucky, I'll stay away from yours.
Well, he's supposed to be coming out for a run with me later.
You don't sound very certain.
He's cancelled on me twice already this week.
Well, it's only Wednesday.
What's only about Wednesday?
So you're thinking...
Oh, Alice, I don't know. He said he had to work.
But you don't believe him?
Once maybe I could buy, but twice? I know he's got the new goslings to look after, but they don't take all day. It's beginning to look like a message.
What, you think you've been dumped?
Well, he can't dump me. We're not together. But, yeah, I think he's probably tied up with that girl from his birthday.
Tied up?
Shut up.
Has he mentioned her?
No, but...
I mean, they did look quite keen on each other in the pub that night.
Yeah, you said.
But, well, who knows?
Who knows, indeed.
Yeah, and Rex was rather drunk, quite uninhibited. Chris said...
Alice, you're really not helping.
You like him?
I suppose. You know, he's a nice bloke. He's funny. He's kind.
And fit. Don't you think he's fit? Anisha!
Okay, I'll admit, he's fairly easy on the eyes.
So, you like him?
What are you, 14 years old?
Yeah, but you do like him, don't you?
Grow up!
Oi, Anisha!
The ignition's been playing up for a while now.
I'll ask David to tow it to the garage for you.
No need. Steward service anyway. I'll give them a ring. See if they can pick it up. Oh, look, there's Fallon.
I'm sorry I'm having to drop you so early for your meeting.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here at all. Besides, it gives me a chance to bend her ear about the Duxfords. Thanks for the lift, love.
Need a hand getting out?
I'm not quite decrepit yet, thank you. Oh, while you're at Home Farm, will you remind Brian, please, about cancelling his reservation for their opening night?
I thought you'd been through all that with him already.
Well, I left him a very polite telephone message at the weekend, asking him to reconsider. Won't take you a moment. Thanks again for the lift, love.
Hi, Jill.
Those roses are spectacular.
Nothing like the ones at Glebe.
Yes.
Carol's thrilled to have such a good show this year. She's had Bert hard at work, I think.
But I suppose these ones aren't bad.
It's marvellous that they survived the flood, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of the garden went, I remember.
It's a lovely place to live. And so central. Only, Chris was telling me the other day that you're looking to move.
We love being in the village.
And it's very close to your mum. Mm. But maybe too close?
No, it's not that. It's just that me and Harrison, well, we'd like to buy our own place. It feels like it's time.
Of course.
Problem is, after this, everything we look at seems, well, disappointing.
Couldn't you buy Woodbine?
Only in our dreams. Harrison spoke to Christine this morning, but the price she's asking...
Out of your reach.
She told Harrison we could do a private sale, so she'd drop the price a bit because she'd save on the estate agent's fees.
That's kind of her. And generous.
Yeah, I know. Harrison's busy doing sums on the back of envelopes. But he's living in cloud cuckoo land. Anyway, come on inside. The kettle's just boiled.
Thank you. And I wonder, could we have a little chat before the others arrive?
Ruth, welcome.
Thanks. Hi, Adam.
Hi, nice to have you on board. Lucky Rory.
That's kind of you.
I bet you weren't expecting to have to make decisions so soon.
Neither was I.
Don't be silly, Adam. We've all read your report. Looked at it, have you, Ruth?
Yeah, I found it very thorough.
Mum wants to know if you're planning on holding the meeting on the doorstep. And if so, do you want her to bring the cheese straws and drinks out here?
We're coming in now.
Would that be now, or 5 minutes now?
Now.
After you, Ruth.
Thanks.
Oh, just before we go in, I wanted to check you'd read Adam's figures for the forage harvester.
Of course.
It's very pricey.
But not the most expensive on the market.
No, but at this time, given there are no clear guidelines on the shape of future UK agricultural policy, I'm concerned it would be an unwise investment.
OK.
I'm very interested to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, Brian, you will. At the meeting.
She's a nice girl. Very pretty.
Yeah, I heard.
Collects Staffordshire porcelain.
Well, have you seen her since?
No.
But you've swapped numbers.
Why do you want to know?
I'm just curious.
You're not jealous?
No. You can sleep with whoever you like.
Anisha. She wasn't interested in my goslings. I wasn't gripped by her figurines. But we shared a cab. I saw her to the door, kissed her on the cheek, and then came home.
And that was it?
We didn't swap numbers.
So, you didn't sleep with her?
No.
Quite the gentleman, then. Very gallant.
Very boring.
I didn't say that.
You did a couple of weeks ago.
No, I didn't. Well, maybe a little bit.
So... you still think I'm boring?
No. I was just winding you up.
So?
So?
Enjoy the run.
Me too.
Day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Till then?
Yeah.
Bye.
Actually, Rex.
Yeah?
You could come in.
Really?
If you like. Have a shower and, maybe some coffee.
Coffee?
If you like.
Coffee would be very...
Yeah?
Yeah.
What pretty plates. Oh. Charming the way not one of them matches another.
I collect them.
My Aunt Daphne always used to have mismatched crockery. Mm. Call them bits and bobs. Picked them up at the market for a song. They were for every day. She kept the matching set for Sundays.
Changing times, changing tastes. Mm.
All this vintage stuff that's so popular.
Thank goodness, my business depends on it.
Is it because people want a simpler life, do you think? A kinder life? Like after the war. When people looked out for each other.
Maybe.
A time when people knew the value of every mouthful of food and didn't waste it. And didn't fawn after celebrities as if they were gods.
Have you have any thoughts about the cricket team?
Cricket team, me?
It's on the agenda. Their stall at the fete.
Oh, of course. I thought for a moment you were telling me they wanted me on the team.
They're thinking of a human fruit machine.
Yes. We had one of those some years ago. It was very popular.
But they've asked if they can keep the takings to put towards building a women's changing room. Apparently Tracy Horriban is still driving all the men bonkers.
Yes. Josh has mentioned her antics in the changing room.
Of course, still got to decide where to donate the rest of the proceeds from the fete. Susan and Linda have both made suggestions, so it's quite a full agenda this evening. Oh, I better...
Oh, before you answer the door, Fern.
Yes?
The Duxfords. I know they were your idea,
Jill,
but...
you know my feelings. They're a real coup for a small village fete.
I understand that. All the same, I've prepared a little speech for the committee. Would you mind if I presented it?
Of course not.
And will you, personally, give me a fair hearing?
Yes, Jill, I will.
Surely I can tempt you to something?
I'm fine, thanks, Alice.
Adam?
Nothing for me either. Best be making tracks. I want to make an early start.
No hard feelings.
Well, obviously I think it's the wrong decision.
Yes, I understand that, but the door isn't closed forever. We've all made that clear.
It's this season we need that bit of kit, not next year.
I'm sure we'll manage.
Looks like I'm going to have to. Good night, Ruth.
Night, Adam.
Alice.
Bye.
Thanks, Ruth.
What for?
Well, after the conversation we've had, I feared you might side with Adam, not me.
I didn't side with you, Brian. I voted on the issue on what I judged to be Rory's best interests.
Well, of course. Ruth, I hope I haven't offended you.
Not at all. But look, we've got an early start too. I'll just pop into the kitchen, say goodbye to Jennifer and Kit.
Right you are.
Bye then.
I told you, Dad.
Told me what?
Well, I bet you thought she was going to be a pushover, didn't you?
Why have you got a wall clock in your bedroom?
Oh, it belonged to my gran. She loved it.
In your bedroom, though?
Well, I turned the chime off. Don't you like it?
Yeah, I like it. And you?
No regrets.
What do you think?
I just hope this isn't the end of a beautiful friendship.
It could be the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
The thing is, Rex, I don't want to look too far ahead.
Nor me.
Don't you?
Anisha, we've had a lovely evening. It's been really special. There's no need to rush. Let's just see where things go.
And you're happy with that?
As long as you are.
I ought to warn you, though. I'm trouble.
Well, fact is, things are a bit dull with my brother at the moment, so there's space for a bit more trouble in my life.
Hey, where are you going?
Home.
Why?
Well, I thought maybe you'd like me to leave.
You could stay if you like. Have something to eat. Or we could just stay here.
In bed.
And see where things go. Is it getting dark? I hadn't noticed.
Where are the others?
Watching television. Some celebrity programme.
How was the fete committee?
I gave it my best shot, Ruth. I argued my case. But no one voted with me.
I'm sorry.
Fallon offered a consolation prize, though.
Oh, yeah?
We're donating the takings from the fete to the Happy Friends Cafe.
Oh, that's good.
Linda argued against... She thought it might upset the Duxford sisters.
Well, what's it got to do with them?
Precisely. Did you get a chance to talk to Brian about their reservation?
I caught Jennifer on my way out.
Say no more. I can tell by the tone of your voice.
I'm sorry. Oh, that meeting's made me peckish. Do you fancy a cuppa?
No, thank you. I think I'll head upstairs.
It's hungry work, Aldridge politics.
Good night.
Oh. There's none left.
Sorry about that, Ruth. But I've got more important things on my mind at the moment than filling the Brookfield cake tin.
She was always so full of life.
That's true.
Up and about, getting on. That was her way.
Yes, she had more energy than anyone I've ever known.
She'd make a decision, she'd make it happen. No truck with ifs and buts and maybes.
Caroline could be a whirlwind.
And she died as she lived. No messing about. Just got on with the business in hand.
How are you coping, Oliver?
Me? Fed up with the paperwork, the bureaucracy of death, all of it in a foreign language. But I think we're winning.
I'm so glad you're here with us now, after doing all that alone.
Yes, me too. But Caroline was never one for a gloomy face or dwelling on unpleasantness. She wants us all to remember the good times.
Of which there were many.
Very many.
She was very special.
I was never sure what she saw in an old fuddy-duddy like me.
Oh, she loved you very much.
And I her.
You could put the rucksack on the back seat, perhaps?
No, no, thank you, Sheila. I prefer to keep her on my lap. If that's all right with you.
Whatever's best for you.
The stewardess on the aeroplane made me put her in the luggage rack. Oh. Not very dignified.
No.
It was that or under the seat in front of me, which I thought was worse. Oh. A very forthright young woman, no nonsense. Put me in mind of Caroline, actually. Now, gossip.
Gossip?
What's been happening while we've been away?
Well, I'm not sure. Let me think.
The juicier, the better.
Sorry, mine's come blank.
Caroline's been very intrigued that Matt Crawford's back on the scene.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten him. He's got a suite at Grey Gables.
Suite? He must be doing well.
I suppose.
Did we hear he's involved in some sort of racecourse consortium?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know any more than that, but I can tell you that Auntie Chris went to a publicity meeting the other day, and she was very impressed by his boss.
And how does dear Lillian feel about him being back?
Oh, as far as I know, none too thrilled.
And Justin?
Oh, I imagine Justin's too tied up with his new business developments to pay Matt Crawford much heed.
For example?
Oh, well, there's a big new pig operation he wants to build.
Right.
And he's also planning a small estate of houses on some bridge farmland. If he can get permission, of course.
Busy man.
As I say, too busy to worry about Matt Crawford.
Such a shame about Matt. We were very disappointed in him.
Yes. He treated Lillian very shabbily.
I used to have something of a soft spot for the man. Shared a few brandies with him the night before I married Caroline. Few too many brandies, actually. We always thought he and Lillian made rather a good couple. Like you and Alistair. And Caroline and me.
Oh dear, oh dear.
What?
Borsetshire Planning Department consultation page. The new pig unit? Matt Crawford's left a comment.
What's he said?
Well, come and have a look.
Oh, I haven't got time. I said I'd go and collect Jill. A car's playing at... I'll get the door.
Oh, dear.
Lexi! Oh, your English conversation.
I guess the...
Ouch.
Oh, come in, come in. Roy, it's Lexi.
Oh, hello there.
I don't know how to tell you this, Lexi. I've double-booked myself.
Double-booked?
It means that... thing is, I've promised to help pack things away at the pop-up cafe in Borchester.
No worries. Is that a good expression?
It's a very good expression.
I have been watching English television, or maybe it was Australian.
Anyway, Roy's here, and he'd be happy to talk to you, wouldn't you, Roy?
What about?
Anything.
Oh, there is no need. We can rearrange.
No, he's happy to help. Thanks, Roy. Bye. Bon a dash.
Thank you, Roy, but I think it's best if I leave.
Well, I'm no English teacher, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
I'm sorry I can't be of help.
Oh, no worries. Oh. Stephen King?
Yeah.
I've just finished one of his books. It was in a pile in the caravan.
Oh, which one?
It was about a woman. A woman who likes reading. She saves an author from a car accident.
Misery.
That is it, Misery.
Oh, what did you think?
Would it be strange to say I loved it?
No, I love that one too.
What a writer. I forgot I was reading in a foreign language.
He's a master storyteller.
Yes. Well, goodbye.
Or you could stay and we could talk about books.
Oh, thank you, Roy, but I'm sure you have plans.
Oh, not really. Shall I put the kettle on?
Brian Aldridge doesn't matter.
Everyone matters. It's only if we band together and demand change that anything will ever change.
Don't worry about it, Jill. You did your best.
But it wasn't enough. Brian and Jennifer are still going to the gala opening. Have you seen how much those women charge? I had a look at their website. I was shocked. Over £20 for a bowl of tomato soup. Oh. It's Grey Gables prices seem a giveaway. It's the food they throw away that makes me so angry. In a country where people are having to queue up at food banks.
Please don't upset yourself.
I'm not upset, I'm angry and I'm ashamed. I feel as if I'm finally waking up and discovering that there's more to life than pots of fresh coffee and slices of lemon drizzle. Stop laughing at me.
I'm not laughing, Jill. I think you might be being a bit harsh on yourself. Fox hunting, root bee.
Well, perhaps.
Forget Brian and Jennifer. The gala opening would go ahead even if they cancelled. We can think of better ways of challenging the Duxford's food waste.
For example?
Well, I've been talking to some old friends who've been involved in some campaigns over the years. And, well, we've come up with a few ideas.
Sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
There's not a lot more to tell. We're still in the early stages. Oh, come on, Jill, before the lights change.
Kirsty, you're fobbing me off. Why are you fobbing me off?
Oh, Oliver, there you are.
Just came down to pay my respects to the horses. Give them Caroline's love. Which one's Bella?
Ah, there, right next to you.
Ah, she's a beauty. Hello, gorgeous. I can see why my Caroline liked you.
Alistair was wondering if you fancy a whiskey and soda.
Oh, I should say so. Bye-bye, old girl. Caroline talked about Bella quite a lot. I used to tease her sometimes. She liked animals better than people.
Mm, some animals are more likeable than some people.
Yes. There's a simplicity in the natural world. A directness, a lack of guile. She liked that. No insider trading in nature, she used to say. No intrigue, no plotting, no hypocrisy, no lying. Just the cycle of birth, life, death. We talked about death, the two of us, when we wrote our wills. She said something that stuck in my mind. I'm not frightened of dying, she said. Not the event, anyway. Though I'm not so keen, perhaps, on the process. Especially if it hurts. She was always very practical.
Yes.
And she said, when my time comes, I like the idea of my atoms dancing out into the world, looking for another owner. She didn't worship any god, but she did believe in nature. Of course, we both always imagined that I would go first. Did you mention a whiskey and soda?
It seems so wrong to be packing this stuff away.
The cafe was only ever going to be temporary, Jill.
I know, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. So, tell me about your plan.
Plan?
Stop trying to look like butter wouldn't melt. You know perfectly well what plan.
Oh, well, it's still taking shape.
Go on, I'm listening. Don't you trust me?
Of course I do.
Then tell me. If you don't, I shall stand here and I shall scream.
Oh, Jill.
Don't you believe me?
All right, okay. Well, you know the Duxford sisters are holding a PR event next week.
Yes.
Well, we're going to protest it.
Protest it?
Banners and so on. Against the waste.
Good, count me in.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Why ever not?
I could have thought this, Jill. Aren't you a bit old for direct political action?
How extremely ageist of you.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Surely no one's too old to make their voice heard.
No, of course not. But we'll be standing around in the street, maybe for quite some time.
I think I might manage that.
But, Jill...
I assure you I shall stand quietly at the back, politely holding a banner. And it's no good you shaking your head at me, Kirsty. I've made up my mind. I'm coming.
Thank you very much for the book.
Oh, hope you enjoy it.
It'll be interesting to compare it with the film.
Oh, you've seen the film?
With subtitles.
You still here, Lexi?
Yeah, we got talking about books.
Stephen King books.
Oh, he never started on Stephen King. Oh, my deepest sympathies.
He has lent me the book Carrie. Thank you, Roy. I shall return it as soon as I have finished it.
You sure about the lift?
I am sure.
Okay, then.
Cheers. I like this way of saying thank you. No worries.
Right. Better get on.
Okay, well, that seems to have gone well.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very nice.
And you're lending her Stephen King novels.
What?
Nothing.
What?
You planning on adding it to your spreadsheet? Just saying.
That was a wonderful meal, Shula, thank you.
Oh, you don't need to help with the dishes.
Ah, that's just what Alistair said. I ignored him and now I shall ignore you. Where shall I put them?
Oh, on the sides, fine, thanks.
The fettuccine was divine.
Oh, thank you.
I could tell it was fresh.
Yes, it was. Fresh from the supermarket.
A woman after Caroline's heart, she said to me once, life's far too short, Oliver, to skin a tomato.
Oliver.
Hmm?
I wonder if I could talk to you about her memorial ceremony.
Of course.
You know I've arranged for it to be at Grey Gables.
Yes.
Well, have you had a chance to look over the thoughts I've had for readings and poems and so on?
I don't need to. I know it will all be perfect.
Well, Alan's been a great help, a good sounding board.
I'm not surprised. He'll be far more experienced than any of us in this sort of thing.
Of course, there's no question of him officiating, so I was wondering if you had any ideas.
Hang on. You mean he's not prepared to be part of her service because she wasn't a believer?
Oh, no, don't blame him. It was me. I just wasn't sure you or Caroline.
But she was very fond of him.
And he was fond of her.
I think she'd very much like him to lead proceedings. If you think he'd consider it.
I think he'll be very flattered.
Though she might prefer him to dispense with the dog collar.
Yes. He'll be there as a friend, not a vicar.
Yes. Oh, Shula, it's such a shame that Caroline can't be there too. She so loved her party.
Ready?
With you in a minute, love. Go on, pigs, up you go.
Listen to me.
Nearly done.
Look at this.
Yes, Clary?
Look! This jug.
Yes, I can see it's a jug.
It's Caroline and Oliver's jug. And it's chipped on the spout, look.
So?
Well, it's those blooming people you never cancelled. It's on the shelf in their room. They said it fell off. How's a jug just fall off a shelf?
It's not exactly broken.
This would never have happened if you'd done the very simple thing I asked you to.
Sorry, Clary, I ain't got time to worry about it right now. I've got to get this lot to the abattoir and then pick up the new wieners.
But Oliver's back tomorrow. What are we going to do about this jug? Oh, I won't rest till these people are out the house.
Only a couple more hours, darling, and then they'll be on their way.
Till the minute I looked at them, they was going to be trouble.
Oh, anyone can have an accident, love.
But not with Caroline's jug.
Look, have you got the bit that chipped off?
Yes, they picked it up. It's in the kitchen.
No problem. When I get home, I'll mend it, OK?
What are you mend it with?
Glue.
The only glue we got in the house is Kira's paper glue. That won't work.
Okay, so I'll drop these pigs off, pick up the new wieners, and on my way home, I'll pick up some top quality invisible glue. How's that?
And who'll be keeping an eye on the wieners while you're getting the glue?
Well, I'll...
You never think things through, do you, Eddie? No, it's no good. I'll have to come with you. You wait while I pop this jug back in the kitchen.
There's no need, Clary.
No, I'm coming. I'm not sure I can trust you to get the right glue anyway.
Oh, I'm just worried about him. He's so relentlessly positive. Celebrating her life, not mourning her death, he says.
Easier said than done, as you and I know from experience.
He did finally admit to me he hasn't been sleeping terribly well.
I'm not surprised.
And he spent a good deal of last night at the kitchen table on his laptop.
How long is he staying with you?
I'm not sure. Until the memorial next week, at least. I don't know what his plans are after that.
Back to Italy?
Oh, he hasn't said.
Well, maybe he'll want to move back to Grange Farm.
It's possible, I suppose.
Morning, ladies.
Oh, Oliver. Hello. How are you?
Not too bad, Lillian. Thank you.
I'm so sorry about Caroline.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
It's a terrible loss.
Yes, it is. But she wouldn't want doom and gloom and long faces.
She was always such a vibrant person.
Precisely.
Oliver, would you like to join us for a ride? Maybe on Bella?
Perhaps another time. I fancy a walk today, I think. Get some good Borsetshire air in the lungs after the steamy heat of Italy. Lovely to see you, Lillian.
And you, Oliver.
Cheerio, then.
Goodness, I see what you mean.
I am worried about him.
There's no right way to grieve, Shula. Whatever gets you through, in my experience. Right, fella, brace yourself. I'm coming up.
Ready, then?
Ready.
Have you by any chance seen the council website, Lillian?
I take it you're talking about the planning page.
Yes.
Matt's drunken ravings.
What does Justin make of it?
He hasn't seen it yet. And I'm hoping Matt will have the wit to take it down before he does. I'm surprised to hear you spotted it. Are you a secret stalker of the council website or something?
Not me. Oliver.
She's a lovely little thing.
Oh, Ruby, sure.
Full of life. Yes, she is.
So you were saying about Matt Crawford.
Well, perhaps I was speaking out of turn. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
No, not at all. I'm glad you did. What exactly has he written?
Oh, not sure I can remember. Querying the value to the local economy, I think, and taking issue with the benefits regarding local employment opportunities, and, well, there were some other comments, none of them, shall we say, very tactfully put. I really wouldn't have brought it up, only I assumed you'd seen it.
Oh, the man has no right. He isn't even a proper resident.
Oh, I must say, it's very pleasant out here. I can almost feel Caroline walking beside me.
Do be quiet, Ruby.
Now we've come this far, I think we might wander along to Grange Farm.
Yes, yes, of course. I mustn't interrupt your walk a moment longer. Dear Ruby, what are you doing?
She seems to want to follow me.
I'm sorry, Oliver. She's usually very good.
She's just a baby.
I'll put her on the lead.
Caroline would have been very taken with her. Cheerio then, Justin.
Yes, bye.
Careful, Eddie.
I have done this once or twice before.
They're only little ones.
Clary.
What?
By the gate.
Oh.
I thought he was coming back tomorrow.
Oh, forget the pigs, Eddie. We've got to speak to him.
Don't look very happy.
Well, he's just lost his wife.
Hello, Oliver.
Oh, no, Eddie. He's holding the jug. We're so sorry about Caroline, Oliver.
Are you?
It's a terrible shock.
Oh, we've been reeling, all of us.
Shall we dispense with the pleasantries? I'd like you to tell me what's been going on in my house.
When you say going on...
Joe just let me in.
Oh, I'd have thought he'd have been picked up for his lunch club by now, wouldn't you, Clary?
There were two strangers sitting in the drawing room.
Strangers?
Drinking tea.
I can explain, Oliver.
Joe introduced us all. Charming people, I thought, your paying guests.
Oh, I think of them as clients.
Am I to understand that you are running a bed and breakfast operation in my home?
Oh, we did discuss it when I called you that time.
What we discussed was you having some friends over to stay. Not that you were planning a full-blown business enterprise.
Well, it's hardly been...
Shut up, Eddie. I'm so sorry, Oliver.
But the people you saw inside just now, they're the last ones ever... We're putting a stop to it with immediate effect. We never meant to start, really, did we, Clary? It just sort of happened. And then it was such a help, you see, with the rent.
I don't know how to apologise enough. I am so sorry and ashamed.
So Joe and I had a little chat with your clients, and then he took me through to the kitchen for a cup of tea.
Oh, that was nice of him.
And I found this on the table.
Yeah?
It's broken.
When you say broken...
Joe told me the paying guests had knocked it on the floor.
We're going to mend it.
We got some very good glue.
Caroline was extremely fond of this jug.
It's a beautiful jug.
It meant a lot to her. Belonged to her mother.
Oh. Well, when I'm done with it, you won't be able to see the join.
Why was this jug being used by strangers?
It was on the shelf in the bedroom.
Just out of interest. Which bedroom have they been sleeping in?
Well...
The big one, I suppose, with the ensuite.
Yes.
Our bedroom. In fact, mine and Caroline's.
I don't know what to say.
I wanted to come and see the place. This house where Caroline and I were so happy. I thought it might bring back memories of happy times. Instead of which, I discover strangers in our drawing room and Caroline's treasured possessions treated as worthless bric-a-brac.
We didn't know it belonged to her mother.
Caroline and I treated your family decently. We treated you well. We trusted you with our home. And you have rewarded us with thoughtless, insensitive, presumptuous behaviour. She had her doubts, I think you know, about letting you live here. I persuaded her that you would be good tenants and look after our home. Now I fear she was right.
I'm going to mend the jug, Oliver.
The jug? The jug? You think this is about the jug?
You won't be able to see the join.
Oh, Oliver.
There. See if you can mend that.
Oliver! Oliver!
Oh, my goodness. Matt's really gone to town here, hasn't he?
It's...
rude. That's the best word, I think. And he's happy to put his name to it.
Would you have preferred him to be anonymous?
Oh, this is too much. It's the final provocation.
Oh, Justin, it's nothing but the drunken ramblings of a lonely man in a hotel room. Ignore it.
No, I can't ignore it. I've allowed this meddling to go on far too long. I should have acted sooner.
Acted?
Well, better late than never. Won't take much. A few well-placed calls to the people at Melling Equestrian Investments Limited. Shouldn't be difficult to separate Matt Crawford Esquire from his position. Especially after the satisfyingly underwhelming turnout for his investors' day.
Did you have anything to do with that, Justin?
Oh, yes, of course I did.
But, darling...
Now, don't pretend you weren't pleased he had egg on his face.
But I didn't realise... Wasn't that rather petty? Lowering yourself to his level?
No, it's nothing as to what I have in mind for him next.
Justin, these comments online, they're annoying. They're vexing, even. But I wonder if we should be wary of overreacting. Matt simply isn't worth it.
No, I've been far too patient for far too long.
Justin, I have to ask, forgive me, but if this is because you're jealous, there's really no need...
Really? No, this isn't jealousy, Lillian. This is payback. I intend to teach Matt Crawford a lesson he sorely needs. I'm going to crush him.
How was your walk?
My walk?
Where did you go?
I'm not... Yes, my walk.
Oliver? Shall we sit outside?
Not just at the moment, thank you, Shiva.
Well, I could bring you a coffee.
No, thank you. I think, in fact, I might pop up to my room.
Has something happened?
A little time upstairs, I think, with my thoughts.
Oliver, are you all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm well.
Well, that's it, then. They've gone.
Yeah.
It'll be worse, love. Oliver didn't say nothing about taking the house back, did he? Or evicting us.
We're going to leave anyway.
No.
Yes.
You can't leave.
Well, we can't stay. Not now. How can we look him in the eye?
Where'd we go?
Where we've been, all of us. Thinking this was our place by rights. Somehow we deserve to live here. But we didn't deserve it. We don't deserve it. I keep seeing Oliver's face. He was so angry. When did you ever see Oliver angry?
We'll give him an hour or two, love, OK? To calm down. Then I'll go over to the stables and I'll talk to him. Explain everything. Tell him it was all my idea and I'll apologise.
Oh, I don't know. State he was in, maybe we should leave it a day.
Maybe you're right. Well, at least I could make a start with mending that jug. I picked up all the bits from the ground and I'm going to fix it.
Oh, Eddie, don't you get it? Don't you understand? There's something so broke they can never be fixed.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Learn about the Archers characters with our online Who's Who at bbc.co.uk/archers.